Hello and welcome back to USBR Guest Cybersecurity Tips. I'm Theo, here to help you demystify cybersecurity topics and hacks. Today's episode covers the FBI's unprecedented helpful remote hacking of Hafnium infected servers. I've included two articles and a court document in the show notes. The articles from The Verge and Engadget cover the beginning of the FBI's attempt to mitigate Hafnium's attack. Also, I just did an episode on the Microsoft Exchange servers hack. I'll include it in the show notes or scroll up or down to get to it. Much like the WannaCrypt, WannaCry ransomware attack from 2017, where Marcus Hutchins ingeniously registered the domain that the virus was checking to identify if it were in a honeypot, thus creating a kill switch for the virus, the FBI ingeniously took from what was available to them and purple-teamed the heck out of infected servers. So, quick review. At the beginning of the year, the hackers from Hafnium were exploiting a vulnerability in Microsoft Exchange servers. Microsoft released a patch, and a majority of servers were updated. However, at the beginning of March, there were still thousands of servers still unpatched and vulnerable, and a portion of these most likely have Hafnium or other attackers' web shells installed on them. What's a web shell? A script used to allow an attacker remote access after the initial compromise. Cue the good guys. The FBI decided to start removing the bad guys' web shells themselves. How, may be your first question? First, they got a court order to do so, citing that the still vulnerable server's admins may have difficulty finding and removing the shells. According to Engadget, they received permission on April 9th to run the operation for 14 days. Then they used the vulnerability found by Hafnium to access still vulnerable servers and remove the web shells. After the FBI completed their operations, they started notifying server owners of the success. I normally don't do this, but I'm on the fence with this move by the FBI. On one side of the coin, I'm glad the US government is going after the bad guys and disrupting their plans. Anytime black hackers are successful with an attack or receive a ransomware payment, it encourages other bad guys to do the same thing and entices others to participate in the illegal activity. However, when the bad guys' plans are foiled, it discourages the activity. On the other side of the coin, I'm concerned with the precedent that this activity sets. This is an unprecedented move by the FBI. I don't recall ever hearing of a government entity going to these lengths to disrupt a hacker group's activity. My initial thought was, Microsoft created and released the patch to fix the vulnerability. This is out of my scope, but couldn't they have sent a notification stating that if not fixed within a certain time frame, that they would push an update to Windows Defender to apply the fix? I'm interested to see what happens next. What future breach will the FBI consider remotely accessing systems again? That's all for today's episode. If you have a topic you would like me to cover, drop me a line at anchor.fm/usbog or email me at usbourguest@gmail.com. If I've helped you in any way, please consider telling friends or family about the podcast or rate and review the podcast on whatever platform you use to listen. Thank you for listening and have a great day.